You're now listening to the English news of Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. The 14th session of the People's Council of Kang Tao City will be held on April 9. That was the information given at the joint meeting held on the afternoon of March 22nd. The heads of the departments and branches, as well as the City People's Committee, were asked by the City People's Council Chairman to continue completing and adding to the proposals. The committees of the People's Council carefully reviewed the proposals and planned the procedures to ensure a successful meeting. On March 22nd, Mr. Wen Teqing, Vice Chairman of the People's Council of Kang Tao City, and representatives of the Departments of Planning and Investment and Foreign Affairs had a meeting with Mr. Enrico Padula, Consul General of Italy in Ho Chi Minh City. Kang Tao City leaders provide information regarding the socio-economic climate and collaboration between Italy and Kang Tao City. Regarding economic cooperation, in 2023, Kang Tao's export turnover to the Italian market reached $3.2 million. The primary export items include rice, seafood, clothing, agricultural products, and agricultural products that have been processed. The import turnover was $0.21 million, with pharmaceutical raw materials being the main import. On March 22nd, the Ministry of Justice organized a conference to disseminate, thoroughly grasp and implement the 2024 land law in hybrid form with 63 provinces and century-run cities. The 2024 land law includes 16 chapters and 260 articles, an increase of 2 chapters compared to the 2013 land law. Specifically, 180 articles have been updated and augmented. 78 new articles have been added, 30 articles have been removed, and numerous new, significant discoveries have been incorporated, all of which help to refine policies and increase the efficacy and efficiency of land use and management. Many new provisions about the duties, responsibilities of the Ministry of Justice are included in the 2024 land law. These include the following: land use rights auction operation, enforcement of civil judgment, mortgages, registration of mortgages for land use rights, and asset tied to land. Delegates at the meeting concentrated on talking about the important topics outlined in the 2024 land law, about the work being done by the justice sector and other relevant legal instruments. On March 22nd morning, Kang Tao City Employment Service Center coordinated with provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta region and some southwest provinces cities to organize an online job transaction session for the first quarter of 2024. Workers who attended this online job session learned about jobs and career prospects both locally and abroad. They also met potential candidates whom employers can interview in person or virtually during the session. Workers who are directly involved can also take part in a skill training program that covers knowledge of the labor market, things to know, and job search techniques. Over 33,590 open positions across a variety of professions were represented by the 345 recruitment units that took part in this job transaction session. Particularly, Kang Tao City Employment Service Center has 54 participating units with more than 2,380 job positions needed. On March 22nd morning, Kang Tao University organized the 9th Forum for Sustainable Development of the Mekong Delta, Vision Toward 2045, referred to as SDMD 2025, with the theme Food Technology, Producing, Processing, and Consumption of Agricultural Products in the Mekong Delta. The topics covered at the forum included training human resources to satisfy the demands of technological advancement, the Mekong Delta's agricultural and aquatic product production chain, processing and consumption, obstacles to agricultural products access to markets, production, handling and consumption of green agricultural products, nutrition and food innovation research with the goal of commercialization and business incubation, the role of enterprises, the government and institutions in the processing of agricultural and aquatic products, preserve unique foods and advance gastronomic culture while disseminating Italian experiences. Thanks to boldly applying regulatory techniques for durian to bear fruit earlier than the traditional season, for nearly 10 days now, many durian farmers in Fongding District have begun harvesting. According to Fongding District Plant Protection and Cultivation Station, there are presently more than 50 hectares of durian fruit available for harvesting, which also includes gardeners who have already harvested the second wave. In addition to its large production, more than 17 tons per hectare, durian is highly desirable in the early part of the growing season. Premium durian cultivars currently cost between 110,000 and 140,000 Vietnam dong per kilogram at the garden. Farmers here are thrilled since it's easy to sell and offers a fair price. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.